Welcome to Spark the Change India and the Spark Cafe, where we're having global conversations about change. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Spark the Change. We are with the Spark Cafe today, and we are crossing time zones once again, which is very exciting. My name is Elizabeth Plouffe, and I am the communications person for Spark the Change India, and I'm also with Spark the Change Toronto for the past 4 years, so I have been thoroughly indoctrinated into the Spark culture. And the funny thing about that is that I had no experience with agile or change management until I met Jason Little, who also happens to be keynote for Spark the Change India, and now I'm an enthusiast. So welcome. Today we are crossing three time zones. So welcoming Stefano Tempesta from Switzerland. I don't even know how to say hello, but
hello.
Buongiorno, because he's also Italian.
Absolutely, yes. Buongiorno a tutti. Hi, everybody.
Okay. And then, of course, our wonderful Sarika Carbanda, whose voice we are trying to protect today. So we're going to be gentle with her. You can say good morning.
Hello.
There we go.
Yes. Hello from Pune.
So Sarika is the wonderful chairperson and organizer and chief construct of Spark the Change India. She's a convert from attending Spark the Change Toronto through the KUBI and was an amazing patient, enthusiastic participant through the KUBI, which was very exciting. And I'm gonna do the one thing that wows me every time. If you want to learn all about Sarika, you can go to one of the other 10 videos we've made, which have been so much fun. But the one part that I really love is her global experience in helping organizations transform and increase business agility has spanned, and I always take a breath, Poland, the Czech Republic, the Nordic countries, UK, India, Singapore, the US, and soon to be Canada. So she's going to come over and just spark everybody up. So today we're welcoming Stefano, who is one of our amazing speakers, and he's going to, I'm not blockchain friendly, so I'm going to have to, we'll segue in that way, and we'll give you an opportunity to tell us quickly about you, and then we'll go into what you're going to be doing for Spark the Change India.
Awesome, yeah. Well, all right, look, thanks for the introduction. My name is Stefano Tempesta. I live in Switzerland, as you briefly mentioned. I'm originally from Italy. I'm a technology person. I would probably be consider myself a kind of an all-rounder technology manager. I like to put my hands on a lot of things. Here, I'm very active in here in Zurich, where I live. I'm very active in the community, looking after the blockchain meetup that we just started. And blockchain is such a hot topic. But as you probably can see from my shirt, I'm also a member of the Dynamics 365 Saturday community. That's another strong community we are building all around Europe and actually beyond Europe of Dynamics 365 enthusiasts. So I like to play with a lot of different opportunities. Now, everybody's talking about blockchain recently because there is a lot of interest in Bitcoin, in these cryptocurrencies, in investment. I'm looking at blockchain from a different perspective, not just fintech, but opportunities that a blockchain technology can bring to the digital world. And blockchain, very, very briefly, and this is something that we'll explore more during my talk as Spark the Change India, is really about democratizing access to information, where information is no longer possessed, is no longer owned by one central entities, like it can be a bank, it can be a government institution, it can be a private company, but it's actually distributed. It is decentralized, so everybody has a copy of it, no one's own it. The benefit, we'll explore during the session, obviously, but very, very briefly, we can summarize this as an opportunity of removing the middle layer, everything that is in between making contracts and transactions that requires different layers. So it is about optimizing all of the supply chain. It's about removing conflict or any other challenges that can happen in any form of communication. So blockchain is expanding a lot. They started with Bitcoin, it started in a financial context, but there are a lot of other applications that we are going to explore and share with the community and brainstorm a couple of ideas also together.
I'm new to blockchain, so I really appreciate you sharing that because I am not blockchain friendly. So I really appreciate you doing that. So Sadaka, go ahead.
Right. I was just going to say, so it's interesting, right? Because you said it's not just the financial industry, because today, whenever anyone thinks of blockchain, by default, it's like, oh, it's just for banks, it's transactions, and it's just that, and it stops there. And during the Spark talk, and of course, you can just shed a bit more light on that. I know we're going to talk about few use cases, not just around, you know, transactions, but which is financial, but around other aspects of the industry. Perhaps a few more words, Stefano, from you would be good for our audience to listen into that, you know, what else in addition to just the financial services industry could blockchain be helping? And of course, they need to know much more than that only once when they come to the Spark talk, but a bit more light would be nice.
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, just a clarification, the talk at Spark the Change is really meant to spark interest about blockchain. Right. It's not going to be deeply technical. So we're speaking about blockchain technology, but blockchain is not just a technology. Blockchain is really a way of connecting different entities and distributing all this information in what is called a distributed, shared digital ledger. So where we are used, you know, to have a central ledger, a kind of a book or system or a database that contains all the information that we exchange with a bank or that when we sign a contract, so a kind of central repository. Now we are decentralizing and we are scaling this. So there is not only one single point of failure in our application, but we have a possibility to connect multiple entities and have a peer-to-peer network. The application beyond fintech, plenty. Think of the country of Estonia. It's a small country in Europe, but they're doing a great innovation in terms of digital identity. All our citizens are actually on a blockchain of identities where their profile is not hosted, is not stored in the government database, but is, as I said, decentralized, distributed in a blockchain of identities that all of them, all of the citizens of Estonia own. They have access to e-services, they have access to digital ballots for voting, and they can do it from wherever they are in a digital format. And this brings an intrinsic security because there is no one central database that can be tampered with, and then I can hack it, and I can change the vote, for example. Everybody has a copy of it. So how many people are there? Millions? Everybody has a copy of it. If I'm an hacker and I want to modify the vote of one person, I would like to hack all the millions of copies of it. As soon as I hack one of them, and that one is not consistent any longer with the state of all the other millions, immediately it will be rejected by the network. That is intrinsic security given by the network itself.
Mm. Oh, that's so, very
digital
cool.
Identity is one Fantastic. Of them. Digital identity or digital voting is one of the application. Another use case that we explore during the talk at Spark India will be kind of knowledge or document record management. Think of the MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They are now planning to issue their certificate on a blockchain. So it means that all the students will have a copy of this database of all the certificates that have been issued instead of being centralized into one repository only. Again, the advantage is that you can certify where a certificate comes from. There are a lot of these fake degree mills that produce all these fake MIT certificates. Instead, in a blockchain, you can track any transaction, where it comes from, because now, without entering too much into details, but each block of the chain is attached to the previous block with a hash, with a connection. And then you can track it down to the original block, so you can know at any time who has started the transaction, where it went, and what was exchanged as part of this transaction. And when I mean transaction, it's not monetary only, but it can be in a document transaction, it can be a contract transaction, it can be a certificate transaction. So anything that is exchanged between two people. And that is the security that blockchain brings in terms of distribution and in terms of traceability of the communication or the transaction itself.
Cool. So how would you say, you know, that would... So somebody that's coming to spark the change and who's not in financial and is has a more basic understanding of blockchain, how would this apply to change within an organization? Just a very quick...
Mm-hmm. Look, the change is mostly in understanding that as we distribute our copy of our database, this ledger, basically, we are now exposing... this information to a network of peers that have access to this information, but at the same time, the information is extremely secure because there is a encryption on it, so no one can actually modify it. And again, as said before, if someone even tried to modify or tamper with it, that block will be immediately rejected because it will be different from all the other copies that we have in the network. In terms of an organization that wants to embrace the blockchain transformation in some way, they need to think, is a public blockchain or a private blockchain that better fits my purpose? And a public blockchain is Bitcoin. You know? Bitcoin, where everybody knows where the transaction is going and is available to everybody, is encrypted, so we don't know who is doing it, but we know that this is happening. Or it can be a private one, which is a limited access to members. And then I know that we are sharing this information only between 20 or 20,000, but still a close numbers, and membership is controlled in some way. Still, you get the benefit of distribution, and you get the benefit of inner security that the blockchain technology takes with itself. So at Spark, we'll go through this. We'll try to understand the top five questions that we should ask ourselves as a digital enabler to verify whether we need blockchain or we don't need it at all, if we are ready for the change or if something that is still a process mm-hmm. that we need to develop internally.
It sounds like something that would really help to increase collaboration and communication and conversation, because you would be in a situation where you know that the information can't get changed or modified. I mean, to me, I would feel more comfortable sharing ideas and communicating and collaborating if I knew I was in a secure channel. I think that's a terrific way to bring change to an organization. Sadika was mentioning earlier that we've got some other opportunities happening at Spark the Change India. Did you want to talk about that a bit, Sadika, with the workshop options?
All right, but that's for later. I'll still want to stick with the talk for now, because all the Spark right. talk, yeah, let's summarize that, because I think it's important to share also with the participants that, given the talk that Stefano shares, he's also going to give them a hands-on exercise even during this Spark talk itself, where together they will be exploring use cases of applications of blockchain itself and, aligning that to some real-world challenges. You know, he mentioned quite a few already on this talk today, which is really nice. And then, of course, look at how those challenges can be turned to opportunities. And I think that's the hands-on that, we would get a lot of the Spark participants to also take away. In addition to that, Stefano, would you like to summarize the Spark talk of yours for the participants, giving them any other key messages, any additional key messages from your talk?
All right. So, yes, the Spark talk is not only about going into the understanding of blockchain, but trying to put this in practice is really see how this blockchain is evolving in the context of internet. Elizabeth, you mentioned about collaboration, about communication. The current web, how we use it, it tends to be a bit broken, in my opinion. Broken in what sense? Broken in the sense that we are overwhelmed with information. Mm-hmm. And we don't know where it's coming from. We don't know if it is
trusted.
Exactly. So, you know, all these fake news everywhere that can even influence voting for a president of a major democracy, right? So, how critical is this?
And see, Trump just comes in everywhere, that little nest.
Exactly. I mean, we're not just talking about sharing some articles on some, dodgy website on our Facebook feed. Here we're talking about mass communication that can influence critical decisions. How can we verify the reliability of this information? Well, blockchain is an help in that direction, because as soon as a piece of information, a piece of news, it stinks, right? It's counterfeit. Then the chain will remove it. Everybody else that is in the chain, that will identify that block as not in line with the quality of all the other blocks and can immediately remove. So during the talk, we'll explore and in a very interactive way, so where everybody can have a bit of a brainstorming of ideas, a bit of a practice on how we can build or at least design in the time that we have a web that is blockchained, that we can extract information, we can extract news, we can extract a feed from Facebook or a tweet, making sure that in the context of a chain of blocks, that is what is a blockchain at the end, a chain of all of these blocks, each block is a collection of transactions, and they're all chained together because we all know where they're coming from and where and what is the transaction that happened. And because, they're all distributed, there is no way that someone can tamper with one block and publish fake news, because as soon as the fake news is enters the chain, it will be
immediately triggers something. I like how you called it stinky news, actually. I think I like stinky news better than fake news.
Oh, but he also calls it dodgy news. That's another
I like that too. There's some British in there. I knew I liked you. Yeah. I'm taking notes. So if you see me looking down, I'm fascinated by what you're saying, because as somebody who is not, I'm in communications and event planning and what have you, I don't get to learn about this kind of stuff. And the way you've explained it is terrific. I now get it. I did not get it before. And in the, 10 minutes we've been speaking, I now have, so I can't even imagine how.
So you just need to fly into Spotify, yeah? Welcome participants.
This is an ongoing battle with Miss Sadiga. I have a project in Las Vegas like 4 days after Spark ends.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're figuring something out. But my point, that somebody who has no knowledge, that's my point, somebody who has no knowledge of blockchain, in 10 minutes, I get it. I can't even imagine what breakthroughs people are going to get. And when they get the chance to spend, 45 minutes with you, like that's going to be fantastic.
Right. And that's an important point also to get to our Spark participants, because, hey, Elizabeth's not writing development code or anything. She is not going to code. She doesn't know how to code. I don't know that either today. I used to be a developer many years ago. But hey, this talk is not technical to write code. It's sensible talk that we connect to without writing code. And it's about what's disrupting things in the marketplace today. And blockchain is a big disruption today. And we're all learning how it's disruption in a very positive way, and how that's going to, how people are embracing change around it, how people are figuring out new ways to learn about it. So, hey, if you're keen to know about blockchain, what is it, why it matters, an overview of what organizations are doing today in blockchain and want to explore interesting use cases of applications, real world challenges with Stefano. This is the talk everybody needs to be in.
We've got about 5 minutes, so.
So, oh, that's good. Okay, so maybe it's now time that we move over to a workshop. And it's interesting that Stefano offers a workshop on the same subject. It's a one-day workshop, and it's a pre-conference workshop. It happens one day earlier. It would be nice if you could summarize the objectives of your workshop, Stefano, so people know what's being offered, and then they can decide if they feel like participating in it.
He just sees, I've sent him a little message to say, you need to jiggy your blind a little there. He's like,
okay.
There we go. Beautiful. Oh, or not.
Now, Elizabeth, you mentioned hey, I'm not a technical person. I'm getting in 10 minutes, what is the blockchain? What is the possibility? That is the focus of the talk on the 24th of Feb, where we'll focus really on this disrupting technology and how it can enable a change in the organization. I'm a technology person though, and I want always to put this in practice. I want to also make participants aware that there is a process of transformation that requires some technology to enable it. So the talk, yes, is there to spark interest, and it will be also a bit of fun, I hope, with a bit of practice, with a bit of sharing ideas, and try to understand the challenges of blockchain itself. But the day before, actually, on the 23rd of February, is a pre-conference workshop, pre-conference day. I will be spending a full day on a workshop that is still targeted to people that are in that process of change management or information management, someone that has a touch on technology, but not from a coding perspective as a developer, but more as an information officer or a data architect, or someone that has a touch with technology, but at the same time is very involved in the process of changing the structure of the organization, or the way that an organization communicates with internal employees or with their customers. So the focus on the workshop is basically to grasp blockchain more inside out. Obviously, we have 8 hours, and then we'll be spending these 8 hours not just with me talking all the time, but really as a round table. It will be spent on getting to know what is the technology offering that we have in the market currently that can enable this transformation, starting from understanding what Bitcoin is, but as the focus is really on what is beyond the fintech, understanding what others are doing at the moment. A lot of experiment, some live projects. So we'll try to understand what, again, Estonia is doing with digital identity, or other organizations are doing as a digital ballot, or for traveling, fair traveling mechanism, for example, and a few other use cases.
Cool.
We'll spend some time on technology, but not again with coding in mind, but more as a design, no? As an infrastructure, as a deployment, as something that we need to keep as a consideration if we want to enable blockchain in our organization. What do we have to create as an ecosystem of applications and maybe a public cloud, or maybe a few servers here and there? What actually does it make to become blockchain enabled within an organization? And we'll do it also with some hands-on practice. So we'll spin off a blockchain consortium. It's called Ethereum. It's probably one of the most popular at the moment, where we can actually see how relatively easy is to create a blockchain and to start using it. And we'll do it this as part of the workshop. So participants, attendees will be able to bring their own laptop, connect to the blockchain, and yes, just spin off a new blockchain and say, hey, I'm on as well.
Cool. You mentioned at the beginning, so we've only got about 2 minutes to wrap up. So I'm just going to pull in a couple of the key things that we talked about. One of which is you were releasing a book, which is going to be coming out soon, Developing Blockchain Application with Microsoft Azure, which will be very exciting. And there might be some bonus material that Spark the Change India participants could get access to, which is very generous. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to let people know, if you're interested in learning more about Stefano and what he's doing, you can find him on Twitter. He's at Stefano Tempesta, and I'm not going to say that right because I am not Italian. So it's Stefano Tempesta, Tempesta. And I'm sure you're, you know, sharing articles and what have you on blockchain, which is amazing. And then you can also check him out on LinkedIn and go and see what he's up to there and what he's sharing. The different content. Ooh, a lot of content going on there, which is awesome. But please visit Spark the Change India so that you can sign up and come and see and be impressed and learn from Stefano in person. Because in person is always better. That's not right. For me this year.
but we still need to talk. I'm sure we can get you a last minute ticket.
Namaste. And then you also have the opportunity, if this is something that you want to dive a little deeper into, then an opportunity to go 8 hours into it. You are definitely going to come out